prepare your chart. The above classifications of different facets of action and renunciation provides the material for assessing your personality. Take up each one of them. Study it carefully. Try to match it with your nature. Thus, comparing each one of them with your nature, you may draw your personality chart and estimate the quality of knowledge you possess, sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic, the quality of action you execute, the type of actor you are, etc. All of them examined together present a clear picture of your personality. The area where sattva prevails, where rajas flourishes, and where tamas lingers. This should be of considerable help to locate the areas of your strength and weakness and administer corrective measures for the development of your personality. Human beings fall between 0 and 100% development. 0% would be like an inert object. 100% would be a self-realized soul. Hence, the entire range of people fall between the two extremities. It becomes rather difficult, if not impossible, to clearly define one's personality. The personality chart would therefore serve as a yardstick to measure your spiritual status and program your evolution.